Praise the Lord. It's wonderful. Thank you for coming tonight, the house of God. The message tonight, a word of exhortation, daily loaded with benefits. Daily loaded with benefits. Let's receive the word of the Lord. Psalm 68, verse 19 says, "Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits, even the God of our salvation," exclamation mark. Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits. And what are those benefits? Well, there are seven of them. God's perfect number in Psalm 103, verses 1 to 5. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and crowns you with tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits. Benefit number one, he forgives all our iniquities, all our sins and transgressions. What a benefit, what a blessing from the Lord. He forgives all our iniquities. Psalm 130, verse 3 to 4 says, "If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you, that you may be feared." There is forgiveness with you. There is not one of us who does not deal with the imprint of sinful infirmity, the struggle of the flesh life, the warfare of the human disposition. One day our redemption will be full and final. When Jesus Christ returns, the Bible says, without sin unto salvation. But until that day, we have to deal with infirmity, sinfulness, this warfare of flesh and spirit. 1 John 1, 7 and 9 says, "But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son," present tense, "cleanses us," keeps on cleansing us from sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He forgives all our iniquities. Who would we be, what would we be without the ongoing, continual cleansing blood of Christ in our lives? Number two, he heals all our diseases. He heals all our diseases. Let's not be so impatient with the Lord. Let's give Dr. Jesus a little time with us if he wants to use it. Some, if they're not healed within 24 hours, they quit taking their gospels, they drop their confession of faith, they stop coming to the altar for a healing prayer from the brothers and sisters. You say, well, I know some Christians and they weren't healed and they died. Well, they're healed now, aren't they? I don't want to be dismissive or too light about this, but there is not one of us that does not need that realm of divine healing, the glorification of our body at the resurrection and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We await that day. And that day will be the full and final day of our healing. We will have a new glorified body like the Son of God had when he came out of the grave. That is the ultimate healing. He heals all our diseases. Well, in John chapter 11, the home of Mary and Martha and Lazarus, Lazarus had died and the doctor was 4 days late. John 11 verse 21, "Now Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that Whatever you ask of God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. And then those beautiful words, verse 25. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. I am. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is to come into the world. Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus came forth. I am the resurrection and the life. And I am the resurrection and the life at the last day, Jesus said. But I am the resurrection and the life now. And how thankful we are, like Mary and Martha, for gifts of healings and workings of miracles and foretastes of the heavenly glory in this world, here and now. What a blessing of the Lord. There's no mistake in the book. He heals all our diseases. We await the great redemption day, the glorious day. Now, you know, there are some who try to suppose or even impose a healing realm that has not yet been manifested or made available to us. And they go beyond the word. They start believing the never die doctrine, which, as Paul stated, was that the resurrection is past already. And he said, some take the truth of God. They say concerning the truth of God, they have fallen into error because they pushed the healing doctrine and the healing word out of context. He does heal all our diseases, and he will raise up every one of us at the last day, and that will be the ultimate healing of our bodies. I love the words of William Law 300 years ago, the great man of God, preacher and writer, who said, thou canst go no faster than the will of God will carry you. Number three, he redeems our life from destruction. He redeems our life from destruction. There is danger about us every day of our life. Perils, danger, potential injury, every day of our life, but the Lord preserves us. The Lord watches over us and protects us. Psalm 91, 5-8, you shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. My, the testimonies that could be shared in this place tonight of the times God has protected us from injury, accidents. People have walked away from accidents. People said, how did you walk out of that? Totally delivered and set free by the power of God, the protection of the Lord and his angels. How many know that you've been protected and you could give testimony tonight of the power of God that has redeemed you from destruction when peril was at your step? Personally, I would be horribly scarred and blind if the Lord hadn't intervened in my life and spoken to me when, as a young man at 18 years of age, I was working on a construction crew, working for a roofing company that my uncle owned. And we pulled up to a new job site, and I had a particular duty, and the new job site and the normal procedures hadn't been followed by the crew. And I didn't understand and know what was happening at that moment, so I went about my duty. And then I had one final task to do, and then everything was ready for the roofing, and that was to open the valve on this unit. And so I was going up, it was my final thing to do, open the valve on this unit, and I heard such an impelling and urgency, don't open the valve from this side. I step back. That's what I do. I open the valve. Don't open the valve from this side. Well, being 18 and being a little curious, I went around to the back side. And then I'm going to open the valve from the other side and see what happens. And I opened the valve. I had to prop it open with a little hatchet and knock it open. And hot boiling tar blasted out of that machine onto the sides of the wall of that building. I quickly shut the valve. But if I hadn't had the word of the Lord in me, I would have been 2 feet when I opened that valve, and that hot burning boiling tar would have blasted me right over my body. He redeems our life from destruction. My, when I think about it to this day, it kind of takes my breath away of how the voice of the Lord spoke in me and gave me a word of protection and life. He redeems our life from destruction. My, he walks with us and cares for us. Number 4 and 5, together, he crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. He crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. Showers us with it. Loving kindness is the word hesed in the Hebrew. Speaks of covenant love, and tender mercies is the word racham, meaning womb love, the way a mother protects and loves the child within her womb. God crowns us with covenant love, and he crowns us with womb love, so caring, loving kindness and tender mercies. That covenant love is fact-based love. And that womb love is feeling-based love. And they're both poured out over our lives. The Lord crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. Exodus 34 and verse 6, and the Lord passed before Moses and proclaimed, the Lord God, this is what I'm like, merciful and gracious. Merciful there is the word racham. I've got that womb love. I'm merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding in goodness. There is hesed. That is the covenant love and truth. The Lord God, merciful and long-suffering, gracious, abounding in goodness and truth. He crowns our life every day. Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits. And when we get up in the morning, it's a new day to serve the Lord. Thank you, Lord. You daily load me up with benefits I receive from you. Joel chapter 2 and verse 13. So rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful. Womb love, slow to anger and of great kindness. Hesed, covenant love, and he relents from doing harm. What a great Lord we serve. He's pouring out, he's crowning us, he's pouring out his loving kindness and tender mercies over us every day, and we receive them. You're familiar with that scripture in Lamentations 3:22. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. His mercies there, it's his covenant love that we are not consumed, because his compassions, his womb love fails not. Great is thy faithfulness. These mercies, this loving kindness, Lamentation says, is daily. It's new as the dew every morning. Every morning the dew has the refreshing upon the grass. God says, that's how I am. When my people wake up in the morning, I've got the dew of heaven for them. I've got my loving kindness and my tender mercies upon their life. Number 6. He satisfies our mouth with good things. And the greatest of the good things are the words of God themselves, the promises of God, the praises of God. These are the greatest things we have in our mouth. He satisfies our mouth with good things. Consider the favor that has come upon our lives, that we have our mouth filled with the promises and praises and words of the Lord. Joshua 1:8 says, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, But you shall meditate, ponder, speak it over day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. That's our privilege. We have the words of the Lord in our mouth. We can speak them. We can memorize them. We can confess them. We can meditate and ponder them, turn them over in our mouth all day long. And the Bible says, as we do, we will make our way prosperous in this world, and we will have good success. I don't know about you, but I have a world sympathy. I have a sympathy for those who do not know the Lord. They do not know the glory of the words that fill our mouth. I pity the level they have to live at. And my, some of them, their vocabulary is very limited. But look at us. We're filled with the praises of the Lord. Our mouth is filled with the goodness of God. We talk about His word. We have the language of heaven on our lips. We speak the great promises, the dynamic declarations of the word of God. Psalm 40, verse 3, He has put a new song in my mouth. Praise to our God. He has put a new song in my mouth, a mouth filled with praises. In Psalm 81:10, I am the Lord your God. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. I brought you out of the life of sin. Open your mouth wide and I will fill it. The imagery is that of little birds in the nest. And have you ever seen them when the mother bird comes with some food and those little beaks are over the top of the nest, wide open, just waiting for the mother to drop some food in their mouths? God says, that's how I want you to be. I am a caring, loving God. I want to put my provision in you. Open your mouth wide with expectation, with a spirit of faith, with that expectancy. And God says, I will fill it. What a beautiful benefit. Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. And number 7, He renews our youth like the eagles. He renews our youth like the eagles. There's something about it. If we can get high in the presence of God, if we can soar in the heavenlies, if we can get caught up in the presence of God, the Bible says something very dramatic happens. We go high into His presence, we take the wings of prayer and praise, and we soar in the heavenlies, and when we come down, the Bible says, we will run and not be weary, and we will walk and not faint. There's a miracle that takes place when we rise into the heavenly realm like the eagle. Isaiah 40, verse 28. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak. Not he might. Some get it, some don't. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, He increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. You can be a teenager and be faint and weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord, those who bind themselves in with God, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isn't it true? Sometimes you can come to the house of God, to a church service. You've got some aches and pains. You've got some disturbances and discouragements. You've got some maladies and sicknesses and things that are bothering you. But you come into the house of the Lord and you begin to stretch out those wings of prayer and praise, and you rise and you soar into the heavenlies. And it's like your sores and aches and pains evaporate, and you feel like, wow, I've been healed this morning by the presence of God. Now you come down out of that presence and you walk out of the building and some of those old feelings and things come back. You have to deal with them. But when you're in the presence of the Lord, what a difference. You can run and not be weary. And so we long to go high into the presence of God. The eagle anointing is for those who will soar into the heavenlies with God and receive the victory and receive the strength of the Lord. What a beautiful benefit of the Lord. Well, these great benefits, blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits. Let's have the worship team come. And then you just move over a few chapters, as it were, in the few pages in the book of Psalms. You take Psalm 68:19 into your heart. Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits. And then you push along a little bit to Psalm 103 and say, there they are. Those seven are the benefits of the Lord for my life. And you begin to claim them and you call on them and you ask God to fulfill them and you walk in the power of them and walk in the joy of them. And then from Psalm 103, a few more pages to Psalm 116 and verse 12 to 13. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take up the cup of salvation and toast the Almighty. I will take the cup of salvation, take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. The cup of salvation, that cup that is full of the saving grace and benefits and life of God. He's abundant. He's generous. He pours this grace and this blessing, this abundance into the cup. And now I take that cup of salvation so thankful and I lift it up. And as Psalm 23 says, this cup is running over and blessings are pouring over the rim and down my hands. And I toast the Almighty and I say, Lord, I lift this cup of salvation. I lift these benefits that you've given me and I rejoice in you. And I receive the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Hallelujah. He that comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Let's take these benefits of the Lord tonight. Let's stand together. Whatever need is on your heart, as we've moved through these scriptures, the Holy Spirit has spoken to you, and you know there's a benefit that you need to receive tonight, and God wants to help touch your body or your spirit or your soul or your mind and quicken you, that you would receive that tonight. Say, Lord, I'm going to take these benefits. Thank you for them. They're for his people. He's gracious and merciful. He's loving and kind. He relents from doing harm. He loves to see his people rejoicing and blessed and strengthened. He loves to see his people victorious in trial and difficulty. When they're facing circumstances, but they're still crying out, Lord, your benefits are for me, and your benefits are sure, and I receive them. Blessed be the Lord God, who daily loads us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Let's walk in the power of this word this week and all the days of our life.